Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
All right, we're back with hour two of the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black, Senator Roberto, keeping it on the air on the West Coast. Not always easy, some tasks. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. And, you know, look, for us, we can be heard all over the place. But it's a different world these days. It's radio on the go, baby. You're talking about various different ways, devices, and platforms. You got the iPhone, you got the Android, you got the iPoppy, you got the tablet, you got the laptop, you got the sit-down PC, you're settling into the desk for your day of work. Well, guess what? You can get us. On all the devices, all you got to do is smack out /talk, go to live, and we're right there. And you can also grab the archive stuff as well. Pretty darn cool, all in all. If you're sitting at your PC or you're using your laptop in the office or at home, or something along those lines, well, go to our award-winning website, the AVN Award, of course, according to Christy Canyon. Click on the List Live button, and we're right there for you. Look, it's not so bad. You know, not so bad. All the archived interviews are there, so you can pick up something if you want to listen to that, right there for you. All the interviews we do here on this show, right there for you. And all in all, it's a pretty good website. I got to admit, it's a pretty good website. I got to send a new picture, though. I'm dealing with that old picture. 17 years. The hair's gone a little gray. And the facial hair's gone. And most of the hair on top's gone, too. Although you can't see the bald spot. And that's a good thing. You know, look, we love you guys. You love us right back. It's what it's all about. But we recognize we only got you in 15 minutes, half hour. Whatever the, you know, circumstances are, and being we have you for that brief period of time, we try to cram it down your throat as fast as possible. Look, most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. Every year we do Army and Navy, there's a reason for it. We love those guys. They're protecting us. They run towards it while we run away from it. So if you see somebody in a uni on the street, guess what? Go up, thank them, and be on your way. All right? We're on our way to a commercial right after this short timeout. We'll be back. Reset the table for hour two of the attack. I'm Black. You're not.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, they're
there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Valvoline Conventional, just $24.99. Save big with Valvoline Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Zizol. Use as directed.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Black. And, I'm talking who needs what to rock and roll and make sure they get back to the playoffs and not only make it back to the playoffs, but advance and beat down any resistance that's in their way, including Philadelphia Eagles. Excuse me, force of habit, and the New England Patriots, because everybody beats down on the Phillies. We're talking about the Carolina Panthers. Resetting here, we're going to move forward and then talk a little bit of baseball and a little bit of basketball, hoopla, as well. And Tennessee Titans, who have a new coach, have the old quarterback. I don't know what they're going to do here. You're sitting at 25. You had just enough success. Marcus Mariota gets you in, and your coach gets you in, and then he's looking for the extension, but he doesn't get the extension he wants, and he wants to keep his assistants, but as most general managers do, they wanted to make the assistants the scapegoats and kind of force guys onto malarkey. And it didn't play out that way. So he walks. And, well, you know, he got fired. But he walked. Because he didn't get what he wanted. And now you got a situation where hopefully the new guy comes in and is able to get out of Marcus Mariota what everybody in that organization feels that he's capable of doing. Now, I don't know if Mike Vrabel's the guy. He allegedly is a brilliant offensive mind. He's a young defensive mind, but they don't need a defensive mind. They need an offensive mind. I got to be honest. I don't know. They better hope that he's able to get out of Marcus Mariota what they're hoping to get out of Marcus Mariota, because if they don't, he'll be looking for a job in a couple of years too. Now, he was in the mix with some interviews, but most of the people felt that at 42 years of age and just being a defensive coordinator for a year, that he wasn't quite ready for the big job. Well, he's been a coach for 4 years because he played pretty late into his career, sat out a year. but only 1 year as a defensive coordinator. And everybody says the right thing. You know, everybody says the right thing. Everything we do is going to be geared towards winning and being physical. No, it's going to be towards losing and being out of shape. Come on. You know. Now, the Titans didn't wait. I mean, John Robinson made his move quickly. And he knew Vrabel from the time they spent in New England. You know, notice all the New England tree connections here. But, you know, again, a defensive guy. So who do they bring in? And that's going to be the key. They got to get people that are comfortable with Marcus Mariota being their quarterback. Vrabel's going to have to determine pretty quickly that he needs to be an overseer, a CEO, and not a defensive guy who happens to be a head coach. And if he's able to do that, maybe they have success. But if not, in a year or two, Tennessee will be looking for a new quarterback. And in 3 years, Vrabel will probably be looking for his second head coaching job as he goes back to being a defensive coordinator for a while because he flunked out the first time around. Hey, it's not uncommon. And it doesn't mean he can't coach. But of all the situations that these head coaches are going into, this is one of my least favorite. I have to be honest, because I don't know that they have the right guy at the quarterback position. They still seem to think they do. John Robinson thinks he does. Miss Adams thinks she has the right person. We'll see. They have him go. This draft has the Titans going outside linebacker, Okoronkwo out of Oklahoma. Dynamic rusher. There's no question about it. But is he the guy? I don't know. New Orleans State. Now, I don't know. They got him going Dallas Goedert. Tight end out of South Dakota State. The guy's big. I mean, he's a specimen. But I don't know. There's other tight ends there, and I think their needs are still more on defense. You know, don't forget, the only reason why the Saints were able to succeed this year was because they completely got away of what they were doing offensively previously, and they went with ground and pound and used Breeze judiciously. Now, does he need weapons? Yeah, sure. But, I mean, there's going to be wide receivers out on the market that he can probably grab. I think DB wouldn't be bad here. I think defensive line wouldn't be bad here. I could certainly see Taven Bryan going here. They seem to think offense, I'm not so sure. We'll find out. Now, Atlanta and the Falcons, odd team. Matty Ice is playing at a high level. He and Sarkisian were never quite in sync all year. They had their moments. They got away from the running game. For whatever reason, and particularly in the playoffs, they didn't run Freeman as much as they should have. I thought it cost them. I think they have to get back to a more balanced offense because Ryan, when he's under pressure, will make mistakes, as most quarterbacks will. The offense just running through Julio Jones on a consistent basis, I don't think is something that's going to work long term. I think if they get too far into just passing the football, that it's going to be an issue. So, I don't know. This mock has them going with Vita Vey, the defensive tackle out of Washington. He is a load, but he can play inside and he can play outside. The thing about him, I mean, man, he clogs it. He clogs it in the middle. He is a huge dude. And I don't know that he's going to last that long. I think he's more likely to go to Dallas, somewhere around 20. But should they be fortunate enough to get him in that slot at 26, well, maybe it works. Steelers. Steelers are an interesting story. You know, here it is. You lost your starting linebacker, but your defense and your defensive backs have been exposed in a very big way. And I just, for whatever reason, I just don't see them going cornerback. I think they're probably going to end up going linebacker. And I think it would be the right thing to do. Let's tap out right here. When we come back, we'll wrap up the National Football League talk, get on to some baseball, and then some basketball on the back end to wrap it up. I'm going to go get a glass of something, and I'll be back right after the short timeout. I'm Black. Don't go anywhere.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Robert keeps it on the air, and everybody else gets involved as well. Not always the easiest of tasks. Here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter's more your thing, at Bob Black 71 as well. Talking draft before we move on to a little bit of baseball. Pittsburgh, as I was talking about before we went to break, what happened to Ryan Shazier is a horrible thing, but it now addresses serious need on defense. You know, getting Watt last year proved to be good. When he was paired up with Shazier, he was really playing elite football. Once Shazier got hurt, then it was a different set of circumstances. So this mock has them going Denzel Ward. I don't see it. I think they're going to end up going linebacker. You know, unless they address it in free agency, which is entirely possible. But we'll see. Jacksonville at 29. They're not going quarterback here. They'll do it via free agency. Unless the one that they're looking at just falls into their lap. They need depth on the offensive line. Isaiah Wynn, who, let me tell you, he blew people away inside. And when he played in the Senior Bowl, he was dominant. Blowing out people, creating holes, and I mean going to town. So right here is where they have some of these offensive linemen going. And, you know, it's funny. I made a statement a couple of years ago, and I was completely wrong about it. Because with the rule changes, I had felt that defensive backs were getting devalued. And I kind of thought that we were getting to that point in time where DBs were going to be a dime a dozen. If you could run fast, we'll throw you out there. But they still value them. They're still looking for shutdown corners. They really don't exist. But they're willing to take more of a chance on that than they are on offensive linemen. And whereas guards have never been valued particularly well, the real crapshoot these days is at the tackles. You don't know what you're getting. You know, like Connor Williams out of Texas was a surefire top 10 pick going into the year. Well, he was injured. And when he was healthy, he didn't play well. Now, you know, again, everybody thinks the skill set is still there. But what happened? Well, like I said, injury was certainly part of it. But the other part, perhaps, is want to and work. You know, he had a new head coach down there, and we'll give him a little slack on that. You're learning yet another new system. But for somebody who is supposed to be a stud left tackle to protect blindside, dropped like a rock. And I've seen some mocks where people even have him going into the second round. So, no guarantee. Now, New England, they've been drafting so high for so long that depth is an issue with them. They could use help all over the place. They could use an offensive line help. They could use defensive line help. Cornerbacks are pretty solid, but if they're getting rid of Malcolm Butler, which is a distinct possibility, cornerback could be a need here that they address. Or they could trade out, which Bill is never hesitant to do. This draft has them taking Dave and Brian. Plays inside, plays outside. Good program down in Florida. Their problem down in Florida wasn't the defense, it was the offense. So, we'll see. and another offensive lineman going to the Eagles at 32. Yeah, we'll see. These guys, and again, you read some of these mocks and you see the thing, and well, he's going to be a monster in the National Football League. Well, if he was a surefire monster, he'd be going number two to the Giants. Okay? So let's keep that in mind. Or the Colts at number three. Or Cleveland at number four after they draft their quarterback. So, you know, when you start calling guys monsters and they're being drafted in the 32 hole by the defending Super Bowl champion, maybe not so fast. So, we'll see. But again, there's a lot of need on these teams going forward. Philadelphia is certainly no lock to repeat, and particularly, as we were talking about, because Carson Wentz is a hurting puppy. And until he comes back, which is, barring miracle, going to be a year or close to it, Nick Foles is going to have the reins of the Cadillac. He's going to have the keys. So what he's able to do from there going forward remains to be seen. And that's not going to be easy. It's going to be a lot of pressure, a lot of expectation. Bullseye is going to be on the back. And any other cliche you want to use. You know, but it's going to be there. And they're going to have to deal with it. So we'll see. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, Butler, as we were talking about, finally made some level of a statement saying that the rumors and the speculation and everything that was involved was not part of the situation. And he did it on social media. He didn't go in front of the microphones. But more is dribbling out. They're talking about the fact that within the locker room, that supposedly the team knew that his role was going to be at least diminished. They didn't know that he wasn't going to take a single defensive snap. But he put out a statement afterwards, and he said he wanted to thank the Kraft family and the coaches for giving him the opportunity to play for the most successful organization in sports. Thanked his teammates, thanked everybody in your organization, custodians, staff. I don't know why he started with custodians first, but, you know, hey, maybe he's a slob. And Belichick. And in the 4 years, he said he'd either had conference championships, Super Bowl victories, blah, blah, blah. It's a pretty articulate statement. And he said, look, I have given everything I've had to play at a high level, would never do anything to hurt my team's chances of winning a game, including this year's Super Bowl, where I visited my family every night. Now, this is where the rumor and speculation comes in. And he was out clubbing, missed curfew, and all that kind of good stuff. And he addressed it directly. He said, during Super Bowl week, I never attended any concert, missed curfew, or participated in any of the ridiculous activities being reported. Not only are they false, but hurtful to me and my family. I wish I had been able to contribute more to help the team win, but I have to get ready for the next opportunity. Moving forward, I will do what I've always done to work hard, prepare for the next season, to be the best I can be on and off the field. He also said, lastly, I want to apologize to any offended by my language, reported immediately after the game, because he dropped a couple of F-bombs. You know. But there's a couple of things going on here. First of all, Belichick buried him. And I appreciate the fact that he ended up taking the high road, because at least from that perspective, he didn't do himself any more harm by throwing Bill under the bus. But he's an unrestricted free agent, and I don't know that they're going to pay him. He's probably going to end up moving on. He's going to want to get paid accordingly. You know? He was in on the field for 98% of their defensive snaps in the regular season. But again, sources within the organization were talking about the fact that it wasn't a surprise. And one high-ranking member of the organization said he was aware that Butler wasn't going to play a major role, at least a day or two before the game. And the team captains said that as well. He was sick, and he did struggle in practice. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, we'll move off the gridiron onto some baseball and then basketball to wrap it up as well. And, hell, bills have to be paid, and eventually I get some of it. So that's not a bad thing. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many of the nation's plans, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with Cigna HealthSpring, Humana, and Florida Blue. Walgreens participates with other plans. See walgreens.com/Medicare for details.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Every home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use HomeAdvisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
HomeAdvisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Berto's out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is Mario Thing, and for many of you it is, phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. And look, as we go from the gridiron to the diamond, thank God spring training is right around the corner. And I mean that with all sincerity. Man, I'm getting old. It is tiring. It is tiring. And, you know, I got to tell you, baseball brightens my day. I am a basketball fan, and we'll get to the horrible news involving the Knicks in just a minute here. But I do love me some baseball. The Mets are my team. They haven't made any big splashes, but they've done a pretty good job. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. And Tony Clark, who has talked about the fact that free agents, he has been, well, limited, to say the least, made a statement that, and it was pretty bold. I mean, he said, look, MLB Players Association said that the clubs are engaged in a race to the bottom that threatens the integrity of the game. Now, I don't know exactly what that means, other than the fact, I guess it alludes to the fact that guys like Bryce Harper are going to be on the market next year, and you got to save your shekels in order to get guys like that, because he's going to be commanding over $30 million a year. You know, he's probably going to be getting a $250 to $300 million contract over the course of 10 years. So if you're making $35 million a year, somebody's going to pay for it. And look, there's a lot of guys still out there. Some mid-level guys are getting signed. Some aren't. Now, you know, it's easy to throw the word around tanking. But, you know, be careful with that. And some of these guys are going to get signed to show me deals. It's not like they're not going to play. They're just not going to get the money that they were looking for. And MLB came back with a statement of their own saying it's, you know, the agents have to recognize the market for what it is. And right now, with luxury taxes involved and few teams willing to go down that road, they're just not garnering the kind of money that they thought they were going to. Some of it is age. Some of it is back in a baseball card where one year it jumps out and it's a free agent year. And yeah, there's probably some collusion going on too. But, you know, it's going to be a difficult thing to prove, especially since there are guys being signed. So, you know, it's a bold statement to make, but not necessarily an accurate statement. And it's all well and good to accuse. But, you know, when Bryce Harper comes out in the market next year and he sets the benchmark on what people are being paid, well, guys who are back out in the market are going to get paid accordingly as well once that first domino falls. And whether he lands with the Nationals or he comes to New York, which, by the way, I'd love to see the Mets in play for that, but that'll never happen. And the Yankees aren't going to be able to afford him. They got Giancarlo Stanton. They've got Judge in the outfield. They will not be the team that gets Bryce Harper. He may go west. Maybe he ends up with the Dodgers. Maybe he ends up with the Angels. Maybe he stays with the Nationals. I don't know. but he's going to get his money. He's going to get $300 million, $350 million. That number is going to be there. You know, Alex Wood, one of the guys that's out there. You know? Players are pissed off. I get it. But, you know, you can't claim collusion when Lorenzo Cain has a 5-year deal. Jay Bruce has a 3-year deal. Todd Frazier got signed. But Yu Darvish is out there. Jake Arrieta is out there. J.D. Martinez is out there. Hosmer and Moustakas are out there. Out of the 166 who began in the offseason, 94 are still unsigned. Well, you know, out of that 94, you probably have 25 that teams would go, hey, we want to do this. And the other thing, too, you know, don't forget, you've got guys like Darvish and Arrieta and Lance Lynn, who they got mileage on those arms. And teams are not signing pitchers anymore to these 10-year, $200 million contracts when they're 30-plus years of age. And both of those pitchers are. All three of them are. Now, is J.D. Martinez a reliable stick? Hell yes. And so's Hosmer and so's Moustakas. Maybe they sign 1 year showmies and go back to their old teams. I think Kansas City would like that. You know, are they going to get the money that they're looking for? I mean, how much is Alex Cobb worth at 30 years of age with a 12 and 10 record for the year? And a 48-35 overall. 5 years ago, it would have been 15-5. But maybe not so much anymore. And that's the problem. A lot of these pitchers are hitting free agency at the wrong time. You know, is Yu Darvish an ace? Yeah. Track record is there. But he didn't perform well in the playoffs. There is questions about his arm. There's questions about him tipping his pitches. I mean, don't forget he had a 10-12 record last year. You know? 10-12 record. How much do you want? How much do you think you're going to get? They may scream collusion and tank. And there are some teams that are doing that. I mean, Baltimore is definitely one of them. But, you know, overall, I don't know that you can claim it and at least get away with it. So, we'll see. We'll see. Like I said, my Mets grabbing Todd Frazier. Not a big fan of this. I mean, he's solid. I quite frankly, I just wish they would give the job to the kid. I think he'll be fine if they do. He wants to be a Met. You know, when you project what they did last year, and I mean, they were a bad baseball team last year. Well, Wilmer Flores was pretty good. And maybe he ends up plugging in at second. He hit .271. He had 18 home runs and 52 RBIs. And he was really never a starter throughout that whole situation. Now, do they give him the job? I remains to be seen. Or do they move Cabrera over there, who, you know, basically they're the same player, Cabrera's just older. And he was also a pain in the ass last year. I don't know. Reyes is going to move around the outfield, around the infield. And we'll see. I like the outfield right now. Conforto will come back. And I like the fact that Adrian Gonzalez, if he has anything left, he's 35 years old, but he's slick. And if the back hasn't done him in, which we'll find out because backs usually do, he played 71 games last year. Didn't happen. So we'll find out. And for that, it's no risk. Complete for that, it's no risk. I mean, after the trade to the Braves, Braves cut him loose. Braves are picking up their salary. So it's, that's okay. It's how the Mets operate. But, we'll see how it plays out. Bad news for the Knicks. As we talked about earlier in the show, Kristaps Porzingis will be out for the rest of the year. He has a torn ACL in his left knee. Went down hard. They took him for the MRI, and he's done. 3 minutes into the second quarter, nice dunk. Left ankle went out from under him, and he grabbed his knee. And that's how it went down. The knee was tweaked about a week ago. They're not saying he's out for the year, but he's out for the year. And now all the stuff's going to start. Oh, he's brittle. He's this. He's that. It's just not the case. Relax. Try to make it work if you're the Knicks. Any illusions they had about going for the playoffs? Well, not so much anymore. And, we'll see. You hate to see it happen. We'll see how it happens. He's got to build it up. It took him a while last year. But a terrible injury. Said he's walking on his own. But, ACL, pretty bad. Pretty bad. Not good for the Knicks. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of The Attack. Make sure you don't go anywhere, okay? Okay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you. When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack, wrapping it up here for this edition. You know, the Wiz, sticking with the basketball theme, have been on a five-game winning streak. They're 6-1 overall since John Wall went out of the lineup. And people are starting to say, hey, perhaps they are better off without John Wall. Look, I don't think so. I think he's an elite point guard. He's certainly one of the quickest guards in the league. There's a chemistry issue between him and Beal. There's no doubt about it. Should they move him? Yeah. Maybe not so fast. Allegedly, they're trying to move Marcin Gortat. He of the giraffe. But, you know, Wall's not happy about what Gortat said, where he put it out on social media that it was, quote, a great team-emphasized victory. Wall responded by saying, hey, it's just a shock to hear it from him, understanding he gets most assists from me and the most spoon-fed baskets ever. You know, again, now, Bradley Beal, to his credit, came out and said, look, it's comical to hear people say that the Wizards are better off without Wall. But this was also after he said, in a win against the Raptors, everybody eats when the Wizard passes the ball. Well, Wall passes the ball. But the question is, does he get people in the right position? And is it a situation where, you know, he thinks him first before his teammates? I don't know. Something to keep an eye on. That's it for this edition. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Robert for keeping it on the air. Thanks to Scott for the special needs. We'll be back talking at you again tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.